Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Gun Hill Road, you can make it because of that influence.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, yeah, they push you along. Now, the thing that you were talking about is off the air before we get started here, something that is worth a moment or two of our time because of the fact that time itself seems to go so quickly. It seems like only nanoseconds ago that we were here doing the countdown for last week.
And the week before, going back for decades.
Yeah, and we actually could not forget about it because it's garbage day.
That's
both
right.
In your place and my place.
Right.
Garbage day.
The two major events of the time that we do this show. You notice how I don't say when
there's something.
It's live everywhere, all times, folks.
There's a parallel to garbage that you're putting out on the side of the curb and the stuff that we talk about on the air.
Yes, and some of it is recycled, and some of it goes directly to the dump.
Yes, it does. All right, so with that
in mind,
true?
As we go over the 10 stories, some of them are recyclables, and some of them are, you know, just one-time dumps.
Yep.
Number 10.
Please.
Science and technology. Number 9, a tie between abortion, LGBTQ rights, and climate change. Number 8, COVID and health. Race relations and immigration are tied at 7. Crime and guns are at 6. Number 5, Elon Musk and Twitter.
You're fired!
The bird has been freed, he said. And now he's going to be the guy that has to tell people they can't say terrible things.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. Good luck, Elon. Russia-Ukraine war, British politics and foreign affairs occupy the 4th tier. Trump's legal issues occupies number 3. Number 2 is the economy, and number 1, politics in the midterm elections. That's heating up. We're a couple of weeks away from the midterms and all that means. On the people survey, we got crazy guy, Yay, at number 10.
Yay!
Another crazy guy, Elon Musk, at 9. A guy we'll soon learn as a crazy guy, Rishi Sunak, at 8. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's crazy?
I don't know anything about him. All I'm saying is that these people that occupy the spotlight on our surveys usually have some type of idiosyncrasy about them that can be interpreted as nuts. Like number 7, Vladimir Putin. Number 6, a couple of legal guys, Pat Cipollone and Patrick Philbin. Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock at number 5. Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs at number 4. Number 3, here's a dynamic duo, Dr. Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman.
Wow.
Number 2 is Trump and number 1 is Biden. Yeah, the Pennsylvania Senate debate probably got the most attention this week of all of the political stuff.
Let's take those 3 for a moment. Herschel Walker, Carrie Lake, Dr. Oz. 5, 4, and 3 on the people list. Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker, apparently, at least according to what Chuck Schumer told Joe Biden the other day, looks like our chances in Georgia are going downhill. It means that, well, it was an interpretation of a poll that showed Walker a couple of points ahead of Warnock. Neither one of them are great shakes, but isn't it interesting how, with all the negative publicity that the fate of Walker may have been enhanced by all of that negative publicity, because his name was more reinforced with the populace. And most of the surveys I've seen, the older I get and the more I look into these sorts of things, that people vote pretty much not on the issues because they don't know what the issues are. I know that guy's name. I'm voting for him. It's all name recognition. That's it.
Well, especially when the name is a popular name because of his football career in Georgia.
Yeah.
On a college level, a real superstar hero. They won the
national championship. I remember we got the Heisman. You remember that? You got the Heisman?
I don't recall, you know, the specifics of his career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do know that he's a big deal in that regard, and that carries a lot of sway. in terms of just people. Look at Dr. Mehmet Oz. I mean, what the hell has he ever done to be senator? He couldn't even qualify to get the job as the host of Jeopardy. Although I thought he did a good job.
How can he be qualified to be a senator if he can't get the job on Jeopardy?
Right. Right. He couldn't even get the job on Jeopardy.
I think, did you see some of the video, though, seriously, this week from that debate? I mean, how would you vote for Fetterman? It was embarrassing and sad.
You vote for the guy. Here's the way it goes with the Congress. Not for governors, but for Congress. Mm-hmm. You vote for the guy that will vote for your team. Mm-hmm. You vote for the guy that will give the Senate and the House majority leader or minority leader, but mostly majority leader, the vote that you want. So it doesn't matter who it is. It's a party vote thing. Senators, unless they have big mouths and they stick their feet in them, senators are not as consequential in terms of their character, their nature, their intelligence as governors and presidents are, because they don't deal with changing issues every minute that they have to make executive decisions about. It's how they vote. It's which way their vote goes and how the majority-minority makeup of the Congress happens to fall. That's why people will vote for jerks and justify it.
Let's see if that fits into this Carrie Lake situation. Number four on the people list, this woman running in Arizona. One wonders when you read, is this the liberal news media that is making me biased? I wouldn't vote for her from what I've read or seen of her. I think she's obnoxious.
Well, she's a denier. She's an election denier.
Right.
And in the governor races, where it comes down to is if election deniers get into office, win, they then have control over the state's electoral vote in terms of Secretary of State, the heads of the voting districts, all of that stuff. And so the thing that thwarted Trump's effort to turn the election, if he had a bunch of election deniers running each state, he could have maybe pulled it off.
Yeah. Shows you how bad the Electoral College is. One man, one vote doesn't apply to the presidential election, which is really serious and really bad. And it's time we dealt with that. One side doesn't seem to want to deal with it.
Whichever party historically has the most to gain by the Electoral College, they always stand in the way of getting rid of it.
Yep.
And it's always one party over the other that has more to gain at the current circumstances based upon a whole set of things by keeping it. And so they do. Based upon some kind of cockamamie idea that the Founding Fathers put it in there to protect us from some type of populist, fascist, evil,
for
the moment, character.
By the way, where does the term cockamamie come from? Do you have any idea what its origin is?
No, but I'll bet you somebody out there is finding it out real quick on Google.
Right. And we'll figure it out.
I hope it's not like a racist slur or a dirty remark.
Has the potential of that.
We don't say that anymore.
Your findings on social media were at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Talkers Magazine website, talkers.com, has the list of the charts for this week and every week, as does the GoodDayShow.com website. You can find the list there. Every week as we go through them, you can follow along, if you will. Doug Steffen with a thought about how to get healthy the right way. The countdown brought to you in part this week by Calitrin, which is America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off. It's very simple, very easy, not difficult to understand how this works because there's nothing in it that's complicated. It's simple. You don't have any drugs and stimulants in it. It's very, very straightforward, created by a doctor and his nursing staff. It's got aloe vera in it, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. They're all there to aid your body in repairing and rebuilding. Get that lean muscle back again so you can keep your body in shape. It helps your body absorb the ingredients also three times faster. They all work together. So you want to have something that works with your body, works together with your body to keep the weight where you want it. That's why you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and you order a 90-day supply free. You buy three and you get three free. That's basically the bottom line. And that's our Halloween special. It's just the old BOGO thing. Buy one, get one free. This is what makes this product worthwhile. What makes it good is that it works. Try it for yourself. Money back guarantee. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug at checkout. You get free shipping and access to all these free products, because there's more at toploss.com than just Calitrin. You'd be interested to see what other products the company has and how they can help you stay healthy at toploss.com.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Don't forget about Progressive Commercial Insurance. Keeps your policy within reach. Easy-to-use mobile app. That's how you keep it easy to reach and use. Learn more about Progressive and how it helps your business. Progressive, say it again, Doug, ProgressiveCommercial.com. It's 21 after the hour.
hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Brought to you in part by O'ReillyAuto.com. When you need parts, just a few clicks and you get to O'ReillyAuto.com. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts very quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. You have to pay for the parts, but it won't cost you anything to order online. I think that's the point, Michael. They'll even bring it out to you if you're lazy and you don't want to get out of your car.
Even a muffler.
Yeah, to the curbside. Here's a catalytic converter that somebody stole from your car last night. Here, you can use it and we'll put it back on your car for you.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, you can have parts delivered to your door, too. Free shipping on most orders. You spend more than $35. So all kinds of reasons to go quickly to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit them on O'ReillyAuto.com. And there's that bit of advice. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We were talking about the strength of people and their names, and you know, Elon Musk and what that brings to Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was looking at the sort of sad sack face of Tom Brady, who has gone through his first three-game losing streak in 20 years. And one wonders if he'd had the support of all of his pals, his teammates in Boston, if he would have had that. Of course, it's all conjecture. But does this mean the end for Brady? His wife's divorcing him. He's had three games in a row. You think that's what's on his mind? His whole psyche has been affected by his wife hitting the road. Am I being silly, or is that...
You're not being silly. You're just being speculative. Who knows? All I know is that eventually time catches up with all of us, even Tom Brady. And time is not on his side in terms of being an effective quarterback. Same thing with his pal Aaron Rodgers. The other member of that elite club, Peyton Manning, he realized his time was up and he couldn't throw the same way, so he stopped. Drew Brees, another member of that generation of great quarterbacks. He knew when the time came to walk away. He recently did. But Brady and Rodgers are hanging in there. Rodgers is, I think, 38. Brady is about 138. And
he's
like 45 years old.
45?
I mean, you know, if it were me, I would have quit after the Atlanta win. I mean, so he went on. He won two more Super Bowls after that, but which is cool. Mm-hmm. But he might not have. There's a point at which you have to walk away. Now, the question is, you walk away when you're on top? Do you walk away when you start to slide? Or do you hang in there and become a shadow of yourself and an object of pity? And Brady, well, it is serious. Brady had it all. It wasn't like he needs the money. And when you think about how dangerous the sport of football is, why put yourself out there when you've already achieved more than anybody else ever has?
It's almost as dangerous as politics. And you get
that's dangerous too. Well, politics. Yeah, politics is dangerous, but. Look, there are boxers that go for that comeback and they get themselves knocked out. People in business don't know when to quit and walk away, and they wind up losing fortunes, or they wind up being fired, or coming under disfavor. There's a lot of things that happen like that. This is something in life that you have to deal with, and it's not just when you get old. I mean, Brady is in the prime of his life.
Right.
It's just that he's foolish to continue to try to play football to the detriment of his family and his health and his reputation, his legacy is suffering.
Yeah, right. So, but sometimes your ego takes, you could say the same for Trump. You know, the guy won, he was president of the United States, so go off and do something else. Why do you have to keep stirring the pot? What do you gain? There's the question. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Baruso reporting more than 300 Iranian journalists have demanded the release of two colleagues jailed for their coverage of Mahsa Amini, whose death in custody triggered protests posing one of the biggest challenges to ruling clerics in decades. Their call came in the statements published by the Iranian Etemad and other newspapers on Sunday. Shocked family members collected bodies, parents searched for children, and a country looked for answers on Sunday after at least 153 people were crushed to death when the crowd in South Korea surged in an alleyway during Halloween festivities. President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a period of national mourning and designated Seoul's popular Taiwan district a disaster zone after the Saturday night disaster. The frequent targeting of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi by online extremists and political opponents likely contributed to the violent attack on her husband Paul, terrorism and extremism experts have said. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Coast, border to border, and around the world, you're listening to the powerful talk radio countdown show with the very powerful Michael Harrison. If you don't believe that, check out the CBS Sunday morning show. We last week you and I got off onto that CBS Sunday morning thing about talk radio, and I was so incensed. I didn't pay much attention to it early on, but then I started to examine more the premise of the program and how it was so politically oriented and biased that it, Ted Koppel claiming that talk radio is bad for America. You know what's bad for America, Ted? You. And so
I got to tell you how many shows I've destroyed who brought me on as the backbone expert on their premise that conservative talk radio is evil and destroying of the world. And I proved to them in my interviews it's not true. And in most cases, they cancel the show. They rather than do the truth about talk radio, they cancel the show. Or as the case with CBS, they modify it. Mm-hmm. And they broadened it. They broadened it to division in America, and they talked about all kinds of other divisions, and talk radio was just an afterthought. And they still stuck with their premise.
Yeah. So does this add fuel to that fire, though, Michael? A quote from Dana Loesch's program this week. I don't care if Herschel Walker paid some skank for an abortion. I want control of the Senate.
Being honest, says, that's what that isn't that what I said a little while ago? Should, what you're citing there is an example of what I said. People want someone to vote for their party on the floor of the Senate. They want control of the Senate. They don't care if it's some guy that they personally find abhorrent. What she said is an example of what I said, you know, because you brought up the question, why would people vote for somebody who doesn't display good character or
inferior?
Right.
He becomes a machine. He's not really it's not a person. He's a machine. Right. It's a means to an end.
That's what being in Congress or in the Senate means. It's you know, what party are you with, and what are you willing to do to get a power within your party, meaning a committee position, and what vote are you going to do? Look at the trouble that Sinema and Manchin have created for the Democrats, who have this 50%, you know, stalemate in the Senate by holding their votes up and going along with the Republicans. They've become the two most powerful senators in the Congress by doing that. It's all about which way you'll vote. And so what if you're a jerk? What if, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if you were an eloquent, well-spoken, distinguished member of the community, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So
although
then,
I suspect that politics has always been full of scoundrels, going all the way back to the beginning of time.
Well, look at the Teapot Dome
scandal. Exactly.
Look at some of the other things that have happened over the history of our country, and then you look at the election. You know, we talk about rigged elections here, and whether people, if you look at the list, like Kerry Lake are going to win, crowing that. Does that send people away from listening to our programs, or does it bring people in? The spoken word formats are doing better now than ever before, it would seem, and apparently more young people are being brought in, at least according to a survey that I saw, and I wonder whether it was done by a company called Edison Research, does a lot of this sort of thing in our business, but the suggestion is incomplete in that there's no specific focus on whether it's audio on the air or podcasting. And so, you know, I suppose it doesn't make a difference. It does to me, because I'm in the news talk radio business, not the podcast business, but many of the people who do this are in both now. Are they? I mean, I have a podcast. We put a podcast out of this program. But is it? It's just this program sort of edited down into podcast form for 14 or 15 minutes, so is that really a podcast? You do a podcast every week. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com. Always somebody from the business who has an important position, and you dig into what their roles are all about. So is that something you tie it into the other radio stuff that you do? So they're sort of intertwined, are they not? Is that what it's meant to be?
Well, everything is intertwined, yeah, and that's the answer to your question. That nobody's on one platform anymore; they're brands on many platforms. And as soon as the natives of the 21st century become older and older over the next 10 years, notions of AM and FM, and movie theaters versus home theaters, newspapers on paper versus online, will all fade into the history books. And because they don't exist now, it's just that a large segment of the population still adheres to these traditions that are fading rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the answer to your question. The answer to your question is it doesn't matter what your platform is. It matters what your brand is, because everybody will be on every platform. And it'll be a matter of how many followers you have and how
confusing
much...
Confusing is all get out, right?
Well, it's confusing. It's only confusing to natives of the... to immigrants from the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Immigrants from the 20th century versus natives of the 21st century. And when you still are thinking in terms of, well, how is a podcast different than from a radio show and all that, you're speaking with the accent of an immigrant who comes from another land called the 20th century. Uh-huh. And that's okay, but give it another 10 years, 15 years, that question will seem quaint.
They brought back that TV show Quantum Leap. Which sort of
Have you seen that? I haven't seen. No, I haven't seen the new one. I saw the trailer for it. I was a quasi fan of the original one with Scott Bakula, but right. That did deal with changes that we experience in our lifetime. But right now, the divide between the culture of the 20th century and the emerging culture of the 21st century is so. Such a great gap. It's so wide that it's going to be generational. It's going to take the wiping out of a whole generation before it really takes root, but there's no stopping it.
Is our generation the one that needs to be wiped out?
I would never say needs to be wiped out. What I'm saying is that when our generation is gone, with it will be any notion that it matters whether a radio station is on AM or FM, or whether a movie is designed for theatrical release, or you've got your picture on the front page of a paper newspaper. All of these things will have no meaning whatsoever in another 5 or 10 years, 20 years. If you were to come back if you were to do a quantum leap and come back in the future, if you were to, in a movie, you're a time traveler, you wouldn't be able to function. You wouldn't understand the language because the words change so much year to year. You wouldn't understand how to pay a bill. You wouldn't understand how to deal with the processes of public experiences. You wouldn't know how to pay for food in a grocery store. You wouldn't know.
Wow.
Everything will be so different. It already is. Don't you get the feeling sometimes when you go out and you buy things, you go to a store, that every time you go through the checkout, there's some new wrinkle that you have to figure out.
And I'm expected to know, and so are you and everybody else. We're supposed to know, just because it's there, how to use it, what to do with it. Like, automatically, it's there, so therefore, you must know how to use it. I don't know how to use it.
Well, and oftentimes the clerk doesn't know how to use it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, it just is... you're making a very important observation. So then 20 years from now, we won't have the top 10 list, the news talk stations. I'm looking at a survey of the top 10 situational talk radio stations. And whether I mention them or not, what I find interesting about all of them, from WTKS, TKS in Orlando, HPT in Tampa, OKV in Jacksonville, interesting how they're all, a lot of them down south. Raleigh, Durham's stations are in the list. WAMU, which is the only public radio station on that list. Milwaukee's WISN, KXL in Portland, WIBC in Indianapolis. This is a list of the most listened to, according to the rating company, top 10 stations in the country. And who owns them and what their format, like, are they
most
all
listened
doing
to,
the same
most
stuff?
Listened to in terms of percentage of their markets, or most listened
yes.
to in terms of, oh, well, that's
share.
Wonderful.
It's share.
Yeah, that has no meaning to everyday people.
No, but it has meaning to people listening. Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
It has no meaning at all. Yeah. It has no meaning at all. It's a share of something that exists. It doesn't have any numerical meaning. You could there could be three of us in the room, and the two of us compose the majority.
Right,
we're the majority,
but
three. Right, two-thirds. It's back to, 100% and nothing is nothing.
Mm-hmm. But you see, we can crow about it because it's a stat.
It's a stat that has no meaning in terms of a general conversation like this about the issues of the day or the influence of platforms. It has no meaning. Because it's a percentage of something that is self-contained. It's a percentage of what? Look, I have 75%. I had a 100% increase in my blah, blah.
Right.
I went from 1 to 2.
as opposed to 2,000 to 2,500, which is a smaller percent. We deal with this kind of numbers fudging all the time, especially in the area of inflation. And recession and all this economic stuff. If you really look at it logically, it's gaslighting. It's lies. It's BS. It doesn't relate to real numbers and real direction of figures that matter in your life.
There you go. How about that for putting it on the line, boys and girls? Michael Harrison will talk about his MH interview in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein, and that's what revs up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
The Michael Harrison interview this week at mhinterview.com, you can see it at Talkers as well, is with a fellow that I worked with back in Washington a long time ago, Mark Davis, who's been in Dallas for a long time. What do you have to say?
He talks a little bit about changes in journalism over the 40 years he's been in radio, changes in the technology, and why Texas is so big in terms of the national conversation. It's always in the news, and you know, some of the things that Texas could teach the rest of the country. You know, that's controversial, but it's certainly
interesting. Sure is.
And so it's a good nuts and bolts discussion about the media and journalism.
Mm-hmm. He's a local guy who's made it well in the markets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
All right. Silly stuff to get into our movie moment segment. Say that again, Doug. Movie moment segment on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here, movie man. All right. So, Chuck, what are we doing with this silly stuff?
Well, it's Halloween season. I figure we'd play some Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which originally was released in 1975, one of the most definitively the most popular midnight movie of all time. Still plays in a lot of major cities. We just did it at our theater, have these, like, live crews that come out that really love this stuff and perform in front of the screen. It brings an interesting crowd, but always does very well and extremely still popular to this day at Halloween time. You looking forward to Halloween and horror movies, Doug?
Yeah, I am, Chuck. It's one of the things that really keeps me going.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Give me one movie, one horror movie that you actually recommend or enjoy. Tell me.
I can't because I've never seen a horror movie. I wouldn't go
never?
See a horror movie. Never. Nope. Don't have the stomach for it.
Here's a few that I like because the listening audience likes to hear what I say. And even though you defy expectations on this time of the year, I like The Exorcist. I still think it's the greatest horror movie ever made. Dawn of the Dead, George A. Romero's 1978 horror film. I think it's a masterpiece. Love Carpenter's Halloween from 78. There's a movie called Fright Night with Roddy McDowell and Chris Sarandon. I'm a big fan of Carpenter's The Thing. Really good movie. Elm Street. I'm a big fan of Psycho 2, which is a sequel to Psycho that came out 23 years later. I think it's one of the most underrated and best sequels of all time. I still think The Shining is one of the most hypnotic, visually stunning movies ever put on a big screen, and I like horror. I gotta tell you another example, which you could feed into this. There's a movie called Terrifier 2. I don't know if you heard about that on the news. It's a very low budget horror movie, film like $300,000. It's made $5 million at the box office. It's unrated. It's graphically, and I mean graphically violent. People, there's buzz on like people going to some of these theaters and vomiting when they watch it. They're going to release it on 1,000 screens more this weekend, unrated in multiplexes, which tells you how badly multiplexes need product. I won't see this. In full disclosure, I won't see it because at this stage of my life, I don't want to subject myself to that kind of graphic violence. But 2,000 screen release for a movie unrated that violent, Doug. I'm a little surprised, I got to be honest.
Well, it doesn't say much good about the business itself. I thought one of the most interesting things this week was the John Cena movie that's coming out, even though they're not putting it on screens. They're putting it on, what is it on? It's a Peacock.
It's what do you think of him? What do you think of him?
Well, I've always thought it was not lightweight. But he seems
he's
to
done well.
Like to be in movies where he plays silly roles or not so serious roles. This apparently is a stretch or a change for him because the first time he's appeared to be in a movie playing a serious character, him having serious dialogue, and one of the great phrases that he uses in the Independent, he's an independent running for president, all kinds of skullduggery is exposed. It feels like something ripped out of the headlines, if you will. And he keeps referring to the phrase country over party because he's basically, in this movie, dissing the impact of Republican and Democrat to the extent that it's all, and we've actually talked about this on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the fact that you're just a number, you're a machine. They all want the Republicans to control Congress so they can get enough votes to get the agenda passed that doesn't necessarily come from the members of the body itself, but from the people who run the party. And so this is an important film, I think, for that reason, if nothing else. Richard
I'm
going to
look into it. Actually, you know, he's not Dwayne Johnson in popularity, but he has, without a doubt, if he is a solid film career. He's done very well for himself in the last 5 to 8 years, John Cena, and that's good for him.
Yeah. Right. There's a new movie out with Richard Gere.
Really?
It's not out. He's filming now, one for release next year. New movie, Longing on the Main Street Bridge in Boston, looking over what's going on. So it'll be interesting. I'm trying to see the name of the movie.
I'm a big Richard Gere fan. He's done a lot of direct-to-stream stuff, though.
Yeah. All right. Chucker, talk to you Monday. Thank
you. Happy Halloween, Doug.
You too. See ya.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.